Did not practice, obviously, Shane Ray, until I tell you otherwise. Jordan Norwood is still out. Had a baby girl, doing good. Limited, Shaq was limited. Ronnie Hillman was limited. Everybody else was full, Peyton, Emmanuel, CJ, DeMarcus, OD, and Ryan. So that's where we're at.
Any concern over Ronnie's availability?
No, he practiced yesterday, you know, and he's a little sore. He's got a thigh bruise, you know, but he did enough today, but he didn't take his full load. I expect him to take his full load tomorrow.
He was kind of sort of stretching that during the game.
Yeah, he took a pretty good shot, and it bothered him, and he worked through it, and it's just one of those things. He's got a bad bruise, and he's just got to, you know, play through it and work through it. And a little cool today, a little bit different, you know. I think it was tougher to do, but he practiced. He just didn't take the full practice.
Do you still view them as co-starters, basically?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ronnie will start the game just like he did last week, but I see them both as ones, and they played pretty much right down the middle, you know, and we know how CJ responded. And Juwan looks good this week, too. I mean, I want to get him involved because I think when he's had the opportunity to touch a ball this year, he's done some good things, you know, just had a hard time keeping him healthy.
The sacks have really improved. The sacks allowed have improved the last five games. Is it cohesion, different formations like the pistol, some combination of all?
I think it's a combination of Peyton getting comfortable with our guys up front a little bit. We've done a lot of things on the line of scrimmage to help us protection-wise, and I think just getting the ball going a little quicker. We've run the ball better. You know, usually when you run the ball well, you're not giving up sacks. So, you know, we've been really good now for, I'm going to say, about 4 or 5 weeks, and hopefully we can continue that. Get off to a bad start and got some ground to make up, so hopefully we can keep going. Tough place to protect the quarterback this week.
How's Vernon doing with
you know, he's doing real good, Mike. We're trying to – the biggest thing is we're trying to isolate on what, you know – what we think, you know, gives us the best chance with him this weekend, and which he's very comfortable with. So he'll get very isolated, but he'll be part of what we're doing. He's worked hard. He knows some of the verbiage and some of the things we're doing, but we just got to make sure we don't overload him where it, you know, has the opposite effect. So we got to do a good job as coaches knowing exactly what he can handle this weekend.
Coach, because a game plan can get pared down, does that make it a little easier instead of having to learn an entire playbook?
Yeah, naturally, once you're in the season, I mean, you're game plan week to week. So, and I think OD helps him. You know, OD's been doing it so long. But I also think that his eagerness to catch up fast and be a part of it, you know, is really helping too. So he's been working really hard with the guys and extra with Brian each day.
Coach, in training camp, there was big questions about this offensive line, and you said it, you know, they've done well for weeks. Do you feel like you've turned a corner knowing every week you have to get better? But
I don't know if you ever turned a corner. I think I've said all along, I kind of have a vision where I think they can be, you know. I think they got a chance to be really good, you know. We'll see. I mean, they've improved. Working together the past 10 days, I think it's been practice-wise and stuff, has helped them. And the key now is going to be staying healthy, keeping them all on the field. But I think we should only get better, and that's the thing I'm excited about. You know, tough test for them this week and the noise and that type of thing, but we should continue to improve.
Coach, when did you think that this defense had a chance to be special? Was it camp, preseason?
I felt that way all off season. You know, I can't tell you how many times I sat down with John and said, boy, we're really good on defense and deep. You know, just watching OTAs and watching training camp, and we're practicing against the Niners. You could just see the depth of our defensive football team. So I felt that way. You know, I mean, I think they played tremendous, and, you know, we got a long, long way to go, but obviously very, very capable and a group that works extremely hard at what they do.
Does it impact how you call games?
Yeah. I mean, as a head coach, I think you better know your strengths. You better know all kind of ways to win in this league, you know, whether it's scoring or slowing a game down or knowing what the strengths of your team are on that given day. So, you know, I think if anything, you know, being a head coach for a while, that's something you learn more and more each time you go out. You know, how do I win this week? You know, that old saying, and it's not – you can't just say, well, this is the way I'm going to win. You may have to win games different sometimes. So, yeah, they can affect – sometimes when they're playing the way they're playing, they can affect some of the things you do, yeah. And it can go the other way too, you know what I mean?
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay, have a good day.